The threat of terrorism since the September 11th attacks, and now the war in Iraq, has lawmakers across the country considering bills to close records that are considered sensitive to state security. That's a concern to civil libertarians. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
In a reversal of a decades-long trend to open public records, legislators across the country now fear they have opened the door too far. The threat of terrorism is real, says Senator Brian Kemp. He introduced a bill in Georgia that includes keeping state security plans, blueprints of buildings, and emergency water system plans secret.
The federal government and state government is asking local governments to come up with these security plans and put them in place to make sure that all citizens are safer. And they can't be safe if people can get to the plans and review them.
Kemp's bill has support from the governor's office and from officials in the state's 159 counties. Fear has created a flood of legislation across the country. Hundreds of anti-terrorism bills have been making their way through state legislatures. According to the Reporters Committee for the Freedom of the Press, every state but Vermont has considered laws aimed at closing records that would reveal security flaws. Director of the Freedom of Information Service Center, Rebecca Doherty.
The question was always, is it safer for the public to know what weaknesses are there and demand change, or is it more dangerous for terrorists to know where those weaknesses are?
Doherty says no one needed a roadmap of the Twin Towers in New York or the federal building in Oklahoma City to cause devastation there. She says states are overreacting.
And so the natural inclination, I think, of some of these people is to say, okay, this is a problem. We have a terrorism problem here. What we will do to combat that is to make everything secret.
Critics fear the laws will be so broad that state officials will be able to hide too much, ultimately taking away the right of journalists and the public to oversee government. Bill Chamberlain is director of the University of Florida's Citizen Access Project.
We had a lot of environmental problems that created health problems for many years before the environmental community was able to force this issue into the public's attention. It certainly wasn't the government that said, hey, come look at these records. We've got some major health hazards in your community.
Still, state officials say since the September 11th attacks, almost everyone agrees steps should be taken to protect citizens. The Georgia bill, which would close a number of public records, tries to maintain fairness by providing for a judicial review in cases where there is a disagreement. The director of Georgia's Homeland Security Office, Bill Hitchens, says states should not be forced to reveal their vulnerabilities.
Obviously, we're in a high level of threat right now. It's nationwide. And the history of terrorism, and particularly the groups that we're addressing right now, is that they seem to attack in places that they feel like are weak targets.
Historically, there have been efforts to limit information in times of crisis, during World War I, in the Vietnam War, during the McCarthy communist scare, and again now, as people try to figure out what laws they really need to protect themselves. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.